Time to go in. Closing presented by Light and State Bank. Grow strong with us here with head coach of the Pella football team, Ben Bollard, following a wild win 17-14 over North Scott. Coach, probably not how you drew it up, but you're here. Game-winning field goal, game-winning interception at the end after a back-and-forth battle with North. Your thoughts about taking care of business and moving on? That's the playoffs, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, you're 100% right on not how you draw it up, but I think no game is in the playoffs, right? You know, you don't get to draw these things up. If you did, there'd never be upsets, and that's why it's what makes the playoffs so special in all states, but especially here in Iowa. And so, tip your cap to Davenport North. I thought they played really well. They gave us everything we could handle, and just really, really proud of our guys. You look at the way they responded. You know, I told some people already in the couple minutes we've been done, one cool thing, there were some moments certainly where our sideline wasn't as noisy, but we had belief the whole time. You know, the sideline never really got to where we were bickering or felt like things were in a bad spot. I think there was this consistent belief and certainly frustration. We all were, but, you know, really we stayed unified and the guys together continued to build each other up. And there was just kind of this feeling that, you know what, we're going to go get it. We're gonna find that score. We're going to make that stop. We're going to do whatever it took. And in this situation, it took a game-winning field goal right there at the end.
Well, and you start things off, Davenport North, right down your throat. They get that first score, and then your offense kind of sputters there early. An early interception on third down, and your defense backed against the wall. Big pivotal stop there to get something back after a really good start for North.
Yeah, you're right. That first possession, I don't know how many times we can talk about, like, hey, we got to start fast, and we got to come out with fire, and we just make two or three execution mistakes. You know, we get him into a third and long exactly where we want him, and we blow a man coverage there that gets him a first down, and then we make two pivotal mistakes that were big plays, and next thing you know, they're down in the end zone. And so, you know, that's on me and the staff. We didn't have the guys kind of prepared for some of the stuff they were going to do, and so I got to reflect on that and improve and be better. But to your question, I think then it was cool right after they kind of mowed down the field in however many plays for us to kind of have that offensive mistake and come back out there and stop them was in the end. You know, you don't know at the time, but a huge play in this game and proud of our defense for that response.
Well, and then you're able to tie it, and then kind of a defensive slugfest from there for a long time.
Yeah. You know, we knew their defense was probably the strength of who they are. When you watch film, they have a talented defense, and so we knew that was their strength, and we've known for a while that's probably our strength too. So we knew it was kind of going to be that. We hoped we'd have a little bit more scoring potential out of our offense, but I think you saw in the ground game we were still able to do some things we wanted there from a yardage standpoint. But I just think execution wise we got to continue to clean it up. We have kind of good weeks, bad weeks, and so it's a broken record I know at this point, but the reality is these games continue to go, we cannot make pre-snap penalties. We cannot do that, and so that's on me. That's on our coaching staff to clean that stuff up and get things done. So we'll get to work on that as soon as we're done celebrating this.
Backed up on your own field late in the third quarter, looked like North was going to get a short field, and then as of right now, your play of the year, Emmanuel Deers breaking, what, three or four tackles and off to the races. Obviously a huge touchdown, and E showing why he's a really special player.
Yeah, I think he certainly did on that 80-yard run. But I think if you watch this football game tonight, E showed it about 25 or 30 times. You know, I don't know what he had for touches, but it didn't matter if it was a 1 yard gain or an 87 yard touchdown. Emmanuel ran really, really hard tonight. He played one of his better games, and so credit to him. You think about, you know, the average fan doesn't realize, you know, they got those two guys in the middle that are 6'4", 6'6", and 360 pounds. When you do a spin move, you're not sure if that guy's there or not. And one of the times he was, you know, and so let's not forget about just the fearlessness to be able to spin and not know if that guy's barreling down on you to just pancake you, and he still does it, and he does what the team needs. He's willing to continue to spin, to juke, and stay on his feet. Look at the way he extended plays. And so, you know, credit to the way he ran, and certainly as he's going to take us to some of those places we're going to go.
Well, and a neat feature done this week by Channel 13. We're hopeful at some point we can do something similar too, but obviously quite the story revealed about him this week in a huge game right after that too.
Yeah, so that's a fun piece there. And, you know, I think He has a huge heart. He's got a personality that you can see from a mile away, both from just kind of who he is, but also his voice. But it's neat to see him, you know, he backs it up with his play. And so that's what makes him fun. He's a competitor. You know, he played defense the whole time too. So think of that workload. Incredibly proud of him and what he did.
Ben Bollard, head coach of the Pella football team, interview powered by Hy-Vee. So let's take a look at the road ahead here as it's presented by Element Siding and Windows, your hometown pros for siding and window upgrades because quality and consistency matter on the job and on the field. And Decorah, a one-point win over Western Dubuque late in that one, and they've got a short trek now here to Pella. Winner goes to the Dome, and obviously a lot to clean up, but also, Coach, a lot to celebrate, final late appearance.
Yeah, I think, you know, We'll get to the film when we get to it, but certainly at this point, right, you're just glad to be here. You know, how many teams now are here? We started with 16, and we're down to 8. That's all who's left. There's 8 in our class playing football, so we're excited about the opportunity to be one of the 8, and we're certainly excited about being able to do it here relative to the drive those guys will have to get here. And so, you got to enjoy the opportunity. This game, you just don't get these. You have to earn them. You have to work for them, and we did all season, and here we are. And so I already challenged the guys in the huddle. We didn't come this far to only come this far. So that really is the challenge. Let's go find a way to get this thing done. But just proud of the effort and certainly excited to even have this kind of an opportunity.
Well, and to have this opportunity in another remarkable fall here at the school. Right at the end of the game, the cross-country champions, 4-time champions were celebrated. You had a fire truck going at one point because of them. In a good way.
Yeah.
Volleyball on Mondays playing for state. Tennis already had a fabulous season. We have it very special here at Pella, and I'm sure the guys understand that, and they get to be a part of something even bigger than themselves here this fall.
Yeah, 100%. It's a neat community. It's a special place. And I think it, you know, that mentality of working hard for something and buying into something bigger than yourself is something we all as programs talk about, and it's cool to see then how those kind of overlap and interlace. And I'm certainly glad we drove down and paid it off with a field goal, because if that fire truck would have distracted a play or a kick, I would have been a very frustrated head coach. But it was, I'm sure, from a fan's end, certainly cool. I'm in the middle of trying to figure out how we're going to move the ball and kick that game-winning field goal. But at the time, I was like, oh, geez, what's going on here? So from a fan's end, I'm sure it was a really cool moment.
Glad the fire truck was there for a good reason, too.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And then, again, I mean, we'll talk more next week in our pregame interview, but Decorah, I mean, at this point, though, you're the final 8. There's no one bad left.
Yeah, no, I mean, everybody's a good team. You know, I got to be honest, I know very little about them. At this point throughout the year, you kind of cross over films as you're scouting other teams and see a little bit. We don't overlap with Decorah a whole lot, so I can't say I've seen a lot of film, but I've pulled maybe just enough footage to kind of watch a drive here or there. I mean, I think they have some talented football players, and I think the thing you recognize, like other teams probably do about us, there's a strong tradition there with that program. They were at this exact spot last year and lost to North Scott to get to the Dome, and so you just look at a program that's on the rise. They're doing some things well, and certainly have some tradition and a community similar to ours where they're gonna strive for excellence.
Ben Bollard, head coach of the Pella football team, a 17-14 win over Davenport North. Coach, appreciate your time. I'm going to go get some sleep.
Thank you for your time. You bet. Thank you guys for the coverage. Appreciate all you do. You've had a heck of a day. You've got however many miles and however much air time, so we appreciate all the coverage you do.